So glad you're here. My name is Angie Graves, and we started this not knowing that 14 plus years later we would still be enjoying a full room in a beautiful new venue to have wine and chocolate together. So thank you all for being here. Very happy that you're here. I'm not going to be the one that talks all night, and you'll be happy for that. There will be people who do this far better than I. I did want to introduce my husband, James. He's sitting right over there. So hello, James. And Charlie, my son, for the first time. Charlie, raise your hand. He's helping serve tonight. So we've almost got the full family here. My other son, it wasn't quite his thing, so maybe I'll talk him into it one of these days. So many of you, are old friends, and we've seen you here a lot, but some of you are new to this event, maybe new to the foundation, so I thought I would just give you a brief overview. But we formed the Jackson Graves Foundation in 2005 after our firstborn son, Jackson, was at Children's Hospital for 4.5 months. So he was there from about October of 04 to February of 05. And after that experience, it just hit us how different it is to go through a NICU experience than anything else. And if you've been there, you know, and if you haven't, you don't. But we didn't. We didn't know what to expect or, anything. But it just really hit us that we had an opportunity to try to make a difference and try to make things better for those families that have to deal with that. And so we started the foundation again, kind of not knowing how long it would last or where we would take it. We're still here, which is really amazing. And so we focus on needs. Different places have different needs. So sometimes it's family support, family comfort, things that not everyone's prepared to have or be able to purchase while they're at a hospital with a baby, or just not, their capacity is all to the baby. They can't think about much else, so we try to help that. There's times we help facilities themselves. Have all the equipment and all the care and all the things that babies might need, regardless of whether a family is present. And then we also have a strong focus on neonatal nurse education, which has always been a core part of us because Jack's case was very unique. And we found wonderful nurses that just didn't have a lot of experience sometimes outside of a preemie or a typical kind of case. And we're like, there might be nurses that really have a heart for some specialized training or some additional training, and what could we do to help make that possible for them? So we have a whole arm now of the foundation, the Audrey Harris Vision, that focuses on neonatal education. So one thing we've learned over time is that the specific needs will change. We started off providing Polaroid cameras and calling cards in the 2000s because not everybody had a cell phone and all that, and it's definitely a different world now, but there's always a need. There are always babies being admitted to the NICU. There are always families looking up. I know the look of oh my God, I don't even know where to sleep tonight, or I don't even know what that word means, much less how to take care of things. And so that never goes away, and our heart is very much directed at, how can we just make it better, whatever better means in that situation. So we're just very happy to still be here, 18 years into the foundation. We really, really appreciate it. Tonight is all about enjoyment. Everything here is so fun. I think you will love it. You're about to hear in a minute about the food and the wine, and I just